This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Hey everyone, this is WMFO Medford.
And a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little wide fields and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and White. I've been passing everything inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Since I kissed my baby goodbye, I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I can find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. You know the ICC isn't checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log looks way behind. Nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Oh, yeah. Come on. you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Well, this is my first show back since winter break, so yeah, this is B-Sides 2.0, my second semester. I got the 7 p.m. slot now instead of 7 a.m., so that's a lot better. But anyway, I hope everyone's having a great weekend. That was 6 Days on the Road by the Flying Burrito Brothers. One of my favorite bands. They're a West Coast country band from the 60s. They kind of mix psychedelia and country in a really, really great way. They have a great sound. And anyway, this next song is by another one of my favorite bands, The Clash. It's a cover. They didn't actually write it. I'll figure out who wrote it after I play it. But this is Police on My Back.
Police on my back, they wanna shoot him. Police on my back, another victim. lost your voice. You never raised your hand. You never showed me your inhuman. You understand.
I control myself. I control everything within myself. My domain is my domain. I can lie on my back and affect the lives of those I love without moving a finger. But I would only affect them in good ways. I don't waste time on evil. I'm a good person. Is this thing on? Do you know about Jesus? Do you really know? All you know is what you've been told. Listen with your heart. Sing with your heart. You've just been singing about girls. What do you know about girls? Come on. Why are you so tense? You gotta start singing with love in your heart. Is this all? Adam, are you here? A pain star has entered your house. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to touch it? It only happens once every 1,000 years, maybe even 2,000 years. And how long is a year, really? It's almost Halloween. I haven't done shit this year. It's been a summer. It's been summer since February. I was in Australia. God, California? Then what? Flashbacks. Fuck. You should see the lights that I got there. I think you'd like them. Yeah. I think you'd like them a lot.
Alright, so that was Nervous Young Inhumans by Car Seat Headrest, and the song before that, Police on My Back, I figured it out, was written by Guyanese-British musician Eddie Grant with his band The Equals in 1967. And it's more of a ska song, I think. The Clash kind of made it more punk. But yeah, that's a great song. It's one of my favorite songs. And The Clash have a great live version in Shea Stadium. That's definitely worth looking at. And then that last song, Nervous Young and Humans, was off Twin Fantasy, which is a super popular album. One of my favorites. It was originally released in 2011 and then re-recorded in 2018 with much better sound quality, which that song, that version of that song that I just played was off of the 2018 face-to-face version. Anyway, yeah. This next song is Headshots by Susan Vega. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Sweet Thang by Shiggy Otis off of his wonderful album Freedom Flight, which I found last month, and now it's one of my favorite albums. Shiggy Otis is kind of a underrated, underappreciated artist from the 60s, and he's really special. You know, I think he recorded every single instrument on this album. And he was a wonderful songwriter and a great guitar player. He wrote Strawberry Letter 23, which was then covered by the Brothers Johnson, which became a big hit. And that's kind of mainly what he's known for. But this album, Freedom Flight, is just wonderful. Every single song is completely different. It's got great instrumentals, great songwriting. I think if you liked that song, you should definitely check it out. Anyway, next up, we've got Hospital by an artist that was recently introduced to me, Madison Cunningham. And this song I've been playing all week. I love this song. It's so good. And then I'm going to play Sun Goddess by Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is a song I'm doing with the Tufts Jazz Orchestra. And then we'll move on from there. But yeah, this is Hospital by Madison Cunningham.
Well, you'll never see me dying on screen or microscope.
Sun Goddess by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this next song is by Mose Allison, who is the man I'm partially named after. My name is Mose, and so is my great-grandfather. But I was always told I was kind of named after this guy. Mose Allison was a jazz pianist from the 60s. And yeah, he, really talented musician. Yeah, I knew I had to eventually play one of his songs on my radio show. This is, The Seventh Son by Mose Allison. I hope you enjoy.
Talking about the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. And talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son.
You could convince me of anything. You out.
Thank you.
That was Que Sera Sera, Whatever Will Be Will Be, Sly and the Family Stone's version. That song, I don't know, you know, let's see, the songwriters are Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, who wrote the song in 1955. You know, I don't know if they wrote it for the movie, but I do know that that movie, I mean, that song is a big plot point in the movie, The Man Who Knew Too Much, which is a great Alfred Hitchcock movie with Doris Day. I don't really know if they wrote that for the movie or not, but thought it was cool that Sly and the Family Stone covered it, and I love that version. I have some more Sly and the Family Stone coming up. I Want to Take You Higher. And then the song I played before Que Sera Sera is Anywhere, and that was Madison Cunningham again. If you liked that song, you should definitely check her out. She's great. But yeah, this is I Want to Take You Higher by Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
That was I Want to Take You Higher by Sly and the Family Stone. And I think I have time for about one more song. So I'm going to play a recent favorite of mine called Snow Frolic from the movie Love Story. And then if I have any more time after that, I'll play Endgame by R.E.M., but I'm not sure. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. This is WMFO Medford. I hope everyone has a great weekend, great Saturday night. And thanks for tuning in. This is Mose Stevens. This is my first show of the semester. This is B-Sides. Every other Saturday night at 7 p.m. So, yeah, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And I'm going to play Snow Frolic as my last song. So please enjoy.